Now here is Matthew to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
We now have some encouraging news from Norwich charities and health providers. A life-changing service supported by local charities is helping people move into permanent housing. The Norfolk Air Ambulance Service is buying a flying car. The Priscilla Bacon Lodge has opened its doors, and Persimmon Homes have announced a partnership with a young people's mental health charity. Regular listeners may recall a past story about a haunted phone. It has now been exorcised. Carolyn will start with news of the Interact project.
A scheme helping city folks find permanent housing has been considered so successful that it has been extended for 2 years. The project, called Interact, is being run by Citizens Advice, Age UK, One Norwich, Norwich City Council and Norfolk County Council. It has been set up to provide support for those with complex health issues to navigate the difficult housing system and find suitable homes based on their needs. The scheme, which has had 370 referrals starting in April 2022, has been extended until April 2026. To help cover the cost of the extension, Norwich City Council has added to the funding, but has not said how much money has been given. Rachel Omery, independent living manager, said, "The housing system is difficult to navigate and understand at the best of times, let alone anyone with complex health issues. This service puts everything together and gives control back to the customer, helping them set up and have that long-term security they might not have had before."
It's the kind of vehicle that would normally be confined to classic science fiction films like Back to the Future. But for a Norfolk Air Ambulance charity, the future is now. Sky Angels, an emergency service based at Norwich Airport, has become the first in the world to place an order for a flying car. The cutting-edge PAL V Liberty is a futuristic car which can be converted into a gyroplane and has been developed in the Netherlands. Just two are currently in existence, but Sky Angels is to splash out on an estimated £350,000 for one to be built specifically for the service, which it hopes can take the road and to the road and air by early 2025. David Polo Marks, chief executive of the charity, said, "There is a new flying revolution coming, and I've been excited about this for a long time. The flying car will give us the kind of versatility other helicopter emergency medical services don't have." Mr. Marks, who's 67, who has worked in the air ambulance sector for 30 years, said he had long since been fascinated by the idea of flying cars. "The car will effectively be used as a rapid response vehicle to transport medical professionals to emergency scenes or between hospitals."
It began as little more than a pipe dream, with an eight-figure fundraising goal standing in its way. But now, after a Herculean effort from an army of volunteers, a much-needed facility is finally up and running. This week, the first patients were welcomed into the new £12.5 million Priscilla Bacon Lodge. The hospice, built near the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, is the end product of more than 4 years of relentless fundraising and generosity. The lodge replaces the charity's former home in Unthank Road and offers a variety of services for people in the very last days of their lives. It includes inpatient beds, a day unit and a wellbeing centre, all geared at providing palliative care and support for families during the most difficult of times. Robert Carter, chairman of the trustees for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice charity, said, "We are thrilled that the new lodge is welcoming its new first patients. Opening this much-needed facility is the culmination of a 4.5-year fundraising campaign, and it would not have been possible without the incredible generosity of so many individuals and organisations. We offer our sincere gratitude to every donor and supporter who has helped to provide Norfolk with the end-of-life care it deserves." The new site in Coney is spread across an 8-acre site, allowing a wellbeing garden to also be included, with rooms equipped with wide enough doors to take beds outside when weather permits.
House builder Persimmon Homes Foundation has announced a partnership featuring a £50,000 donation with leading children's and young people's mental health charity Place to Be. The partnership will see the Persimmon Foundation make the donation to help the charity support its services. Place to Be provides mental health support in schools through a variety of expert services, including one-to-one counselling and drop-in sessions, as well as collecting data and evidence of the impact of its support in schools to inform its work. They state that one in six children in the UK has a mental health condition, and one in four young people aged 17 to 19 years old has a probable mental health disorder. Place to Be's mission is to ensure children and young people do not have to face their mental health problems alone. The foundation, which has donated over £1.35 million to more than 1,400 organisations in the last 2 years, will now work with Place to Be to deliver sessions in schools and help combat the rising number of mental health challenges facing young people.
A Norfolk woman's haunted phone, which tormented her with spooky texts and strange malfunctions, is working again after undergoing an overnight exorcism. Diane Key, 80, who lives in Norwich Road, Horsted, had been receiving thousands of texts on her new Motorola G13, which she bought from Tesco, with a particularly chilling one reading, "I not forgotten you." However, the texts were not down to her popularity, as the same texts repeated themselves on the hour, every hour, for 24 hours a day. Other odd occurrences included the phone's torchlight coming on every night at 12 a.m, waking Miss Key up constantly. But now the pensioner can sleep soundly once again, after an overnight exorcism in her bedside drawer saw it return to normal. She said, "I got so fed up with it and creeped out by it that I switched it off and put it in my bedside drawer. But then when I switched it on again the other day, it just returned to normal. I couldn't believe it. Well, it's almost back to normal. It's still playing up at times."